Amen. I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 15. The Israelites are on the other side of the Red Sea. Their enemies have been defeated. The Lord has shown himself strong on behalf of his people. The Egyptians that were pursuing them have been devoured by the Red Sea, and they have every reason to give glory to the Lord. I'm going to ask you to show your respect for God's word by standing up, and we are going to read from verse 1 to 21, if you are able to stand. We are told from Exodus 15. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood up like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue, I will overtake them. I will divide the spoils. I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretch out your right hand, and the earth swallows your enemies. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble in anguish. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall on them. By the power of your arm, they will be as still as a stone until your people pass by, Lord, until the people you bought pass by. You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place, Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord, your hands established. The Lord reigns forever and ever. When Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea back over them, but the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. So this takes us back to what happened. Then Miriam, the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her with timbrels and dancing. Miriam sang to them, sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. This is the word of the Lord. And here at Southside Bible Fellowship, we believe that the Bible is the Word of God. And since we are the children of God, then the Bible is God's Word for us. Father, we acknowledge your presence in this worship service. We pray that you may continue to minister to us. We thank you for the opportunity you've given us to come before you, to find ourselves at the feet of the cross where our sins are washed away. May you accomplish through your word, Lord, what you intend to accomplish this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. You may sit. So if you realize, if you read your bulletin and you are probably looking at the slide, the title of our message is Praise the Lord, My Soul. See, it is very easy to praise other people. Like parents, we praise our children when they do well. We celebrate victory, right? If you're a football fan, you celebrate when your team wins. When they make that move, that just the right move, you can't avoid to celebrate it. And you don't have to prepare for it. Because praise is spontaneous. It comes out of you. It's an expression of how you feel about what is happening. I am a soccer fan. And yesterday my team was playing. Manchester United. Since the Premier League started, we've lost 2 games. And that has affected my spiritual life. I know how it feels. But yesterday was a very good day for us. We won the game, and it was during the last minutes that we won that game, and you cannot understand how it feels. I was walking up and down, jumping and praising Manchester United. I didn't have to prepare to praise Manchester United. Every move and every goal was enough to make me say, yes, do it. I was talking to the screen. The Israelites have just experienced a victory. You remember they were slaves in Egypt, tormented, mistreated, frustrated, discouraged. They went through pain and depression until the Lord came down to rescue them. And then they found themselves at the shores of the Red Sea, and the Egyptians were coming towards them furiously. And they cried out to the Lord, and the Lord asked them to move on. And as they moved on, the Lord opened up the sea for them, and they walked on a dry ground. And the Egyptians thought that they could walk also. With their chariots and horses, they decided to pursue the Israelites, but that particular path was only prepared for God's people. And the Egyptians drowned. The Israelites are on the other side of the sea. They can see their enemies on the other side of the shore. They are dead. They understand now that this has happened because our God has done it. They just can't afford not to give him praise. And so Miriam, Moses' sister, takes a timbrel and she begins to dance. And other women join, and all the Israelites join, and they begin to sing praises to the Lord. They are praising Him for rescuing them. They are praising Him for who He is. They are praising Him for what they are looking forward to. They are praising Him for defeating their enemies. See, they did not practice to do this. They never practiced it. It just came out of them. You know, as a believer, when you realize what the Lord has done in your life, you will find yourself giving Him praise. Sometimes you will do it in a shower. You will find yourself saying, "The Lord is good. This God has forgiven my sins. This God has provided for me. This God is a good God." And you will praise Him not because everything in your life is happening the way you want, but because you know, despite of what is happening in your life, the Lord is still good and He deserves your praise. You will praise Him even when you are feeling pain. You will praise Him even when your bank account is empty. Even when you're still looking for a job or you're waiting for your stimulus check and it doesn't seem to arrive, you will still praise Him because you know, regardless of what is happening, the Lord is still good. And this is what the Israelites are doing. And you know, praise is always associated with joy. You will never see an angry person giving praise. You just can't do it. It is associated with a celebration. And that's why I say every Sunday is a celebration Sunday. Because we come together to praise the Lord. We come together to remind ourselves that on Friday He died. But on Sunday He came up. He rose again. So every Sunday is Easter Sunday. If you understand what it means to praise, to worship a living Savior. Every Sunday is Easter Sunday. That's why even though you are tempted to sleep in, you will push yourself, wake up, and go to church. Hallelujah. Because you must praise Him. He's a living Savior. I'm so excited this morning. We had a short experience today when our friend Al and our friend Martin, right? Larry was stuck in the elevator. And I know what I was thinking. I was just saying in my heart, what if they start singing praises in there? What if they just start worshiping in there and just thanking God for everything, in everything? God is good. God is good. And the Israelites understand this. We praise God every time He reveals Himself. In fact, let me give you my definition for praising God. In this context, it is a response to God's revelation. Every time God does something that enables you to realize this is God, every time He reveals Himself, every time He demonstrates His power, His love, it calls for praises. It is an opportunity to praise Him. Every time you experience that inner peace, every time you realize that, oh, this is God. That's an opportunity to praise Him. Praise is a human response to God's revelations. And our theme, just to remind you, is that God's revelation is our invitation. Every time God reveals Himself, He is inviting us. He is inviting us to participate in what He is doing. And every time we see that revelation, it gives us a reason to praise Him. Praise is a response to God's revelations. Whenever God reveals His glory, His power, His grace, His mercy, His love, He deserves to be praised. In Psalm 107, verse 8, David says, "Oh, that man would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of man." Praise focuses on who God is and on God's actions. It focuses on who He is and on what He is doing. It focuses on who He is and His actions. It is the believer's response to the experience of God's goodness. And like I said earlier, it is usually associated with joy, delight, and a sense of wonder. This is the big idea here. Praise celebrates the Savior. Celebrate who He is, it celebrates what He is doing. When we come together and praise the Lord, sometimes we will do it in songs, and sometimes we will do it in our prayers, and sometimes in our conversation, we are celebrating the Savior. That's all we are doing. Every Sunday when we come together, we are coming to celebrate. And you know, I believe that as a believer, when you go to church, when you come to the assembly of other believers, when you gather together, even if you had come in angry, worried, anxious, fearful, you should leave that fellowship confident, joyful, hopeful, and peaceful, because you have celebrated the Savior. It has reminded you of where your power and your hope and your strength and your joy comes from. Every time I watch people after the service to see whether their attitudes have changed. It's difficult now because of the mask. Some of you are getting away with it. But I try to see. I saw this person when he was coming in. Let me see how he looks when he is walking out. Because I expect that if you have been part of our worship service, then the Lord must have used that opportunity to minister to you. If you have celebrated the Savior, it has to affect your attitude. You are going out more confident and more hopeful than when you came in, because we are celebrating the Savior. Let me give you some few texts in the Bible that tells us about praise. In Job 38, verse 7, we are told, when God was creating the world, the morning stars and the angels sang together in praise. In Job 38, verse 7. In Psalm 40, verse 3, David says, "The Lord has put a new song in my mouth." In Psalm 44, verse 23, The Bible talks about the Israelites saying they will enter Zion with singing. In Luke chapter 2, when Jesus was born, the angels sang praises to God. In Matthew 21 verse 9, when Jesus was entering Jerusalem, the triumphant entry, the crowd gathered together and they were singing and chanting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." In Revelation chapter 4, verse 8 to 11, the heavenly hosts are singing and the elders are singing to the Lord, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor." We mostly praise the Lord in songs, but it should also happen in prayer and in our daily conversation. We should not be ashamed to give God the praises he deserves. We should not be ashamed to express how we feel about Jesus Christ. We should not be ashamed. We are not ashamed when we are talking about that best player in our team. We are not ashamed when we are talking about the other experiences that we have enjoyed, when we are celebrating some important thing, important achievement in our lives. We are not ashamed of that. We shouldn't be ashamed to praise our Lord Jesus. He deserves it. Let me give you 4 points here, and I will be done. Because praise celebrates the Savior, then praise is an expression of faith. It is an expression of faith. You look at verse 1 and 2. The Israelites say, "I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God. I will exalt him." This is an expression of faith. We praise him because we believe in him. Praise is an expression of faith. Number two, praise is an act of worship. You look at verse 3, the Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name. The focus here is on God. Look at verse 6. "Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy." Look at verse 11. "Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders?" It is an act of worship. It is an act of worship because it focuses on the Lord and it exalts the Lord. That's why in America, people will say, "Oh, this guy worships so and so." If there's an actor or a star that you praise, people here would use the word worship. He worships him. Because you focus on him, you lift him up in your life. In fact, if this particular actor showed up in your life, you will be overexcited. That will be the best day of your life because you worship him. Praise is an act of worship. Number three, praise is a proclamation of hope. Look at verse 13. In verse 13, We are told, in your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. See, the Israelites are looking at this God who has just redeemed them, and they are relying on him for their future. They're saying, in his unfailing love, he is going to lead us because he has redeemed us. That's why salvation brings hope. The kind of hope that you and I cannot find anywhere else. Because he has saved us, we can rely on him. Because he has saved us, we can hope in him. Praise is an act, is a proclamation of hope. Number four, praise is an evidence of inner peace. It is an evidence of inner peace. We praise the Lord because he is in control. Look at verse 18. The Lord reigns forever and ever. This is an evidence of the peace that the Israelites are feeling, because it gives them confidence. Just knowing that this God who has redeemed us reigns forever and ever should give you peace. Because peace is not the absence of obstacles, it's not the absence of conflicts. Peace is the understanding in the inner part of our lives, the quietness in us that assures us that despite of everything that is happening, God is still in control. And that's why you can still sing. This is the reason Paul and Silas sang in prison. They knew they were in prison. They knew they were in chains. But they understood, they believed that our God is not in chain. They understood, they believed that they were free in Jesus Christ. And they sang praises. And the other prisoners were listening. And then the prison was shaken. There was an earthquake. God showed up. God said, my people are praising me. I'm going to show myself up. And the chains came down. They broke. The chains broke. God showed up. So one of the reasons we cheer our teams, we cheer our kids when they are participating in sports, is because we want them to bring out their best. Right? That's the reason for cheering. You are showing support. You want this person to know that he or she is not alone. You want them to bring out their best. And when we are praising God, God has a way of showing himself strong on our behalf. Even though praise is a response of what he has done, it is also a response of faith for what we hope that he will do. One day I had taken my car for repair. And then there is a guy that approached me from the street. And he came and said, hey. And he said, I'm so hungry. If you can help me with something for me to buy food, I will appreciate that. And I said, okay. I also want to eat something, so let's go to a restaurant. So we went together to a restaurant, I bought him food, and the way he was eating proved to me that he was hungry. And that day he ate and he left as if he was going to the bathroom, and then he left. He didn't even say thank you. And that kind of bothered me, you know. We are humans. When we do something nice, we want to receive some praise. You know, thank you is a way of praising someone. It's you're appreciating them, right? You're paying attention to what they have done. 2 weeks later, I was at the same garage, and this guy showed up again. And he came to me, and he said, hey. I remembered him. He remembered me. I said, you know, I just wanted to say that I'm so grateful for what you did that day. And you know, that kind of brought a smile. And thank you. You are such a kind man. I really appreciate. I enjoyed that food. You saved my life that day. And I was like, that's good. Feels good. And then he said, but you know, I haven't eaten anything since morning. And I just knew he was playing with me. But again, we went to the same restaurant and I bought again. He ate. I paid for it. And he left just as he had left the other time. But my mind still remembered the praises that he had showered me with. But then I realized that this guy was just taking advantage of my kindness. That's not how we approach God. When we approach God, we are not trying to play tricks with him. When we praise him sincerely. We praise him because we know that he has already done a lot in our lives. We praise him because we believe in him. We praise him because we want to worship him. We know who he is. My encouragement to you is that nothing should stop you from praising the Lord. Every believer is a member of the Lord's choir. You may not be able to sing like our friend here and his wife. You may not have the excitement that Tina has. You may not have the best voice, but you are a member of the Lord's choir. And the Lord appreciates your praise just as he appreciates anyone's praise. And you shouldn't be ashamed to praise him. Because we are here to offer our praise to the Lord. My brothers and sisters, we have seen his death by faith. We have experienced his salvation. By faith, we saw him die on the cross. We saw him buried and he rose again. By faith, we believe that our sins have been washed away. And anyone that has not yet believed in Jesus, they have this opportunity also. It is open for them. Christ is willing to forgive anyone who turns to him, anyone who acknowledges their sinfulness. Anyone who turns to him to be forgiven and to be saved, Jesus is willing to receive them. He's willing to forgive them and bring them to God's family. And everyone who is listening to us right now has that opportunity if she or he has not yet believed in Jesus. Because Jesus loves you. He wants you to be saved. He died on the cross so that you can have your sins forgiven. You can turn to him today. And once he becomes your savior, you will have a reason to praise him. And for those of us that believe in Jesus, for those of us that have experienced his forgiveness,
we have every reason to give him praise. See, the Israelites were looking back at what the Lord had done, and they were praising him. And you may not be going through the best time of your life right now, but you can look back at what the Lord has done in your life, and you will see a reason to praise him. But you can also, despite what you are going through, you can also look forward to what the Lord has prepared for you, and you will find a reason to praise him. You will find a reason to say, praise the Lord. He is good. I want to encourage you. Some of us are denying ourselves the joy, the peace, the assurance, and the hope that we have in Christ because we don't celebrate Christ. It is easier to complain. It is easier to worry and to be anxious. It takes faith to praise the Lord. It takes faith to look beyond your immediate situation and praise the Lord. It takes faith to look beyond the pain that you may be experiencing right now and see the Lord who sets us free from every kind of pain. I want to encourage you as a believer, praise the Lord. Do it from your heart. Do it with all your strength, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with everything you are. Just praise the Lord. Father, I thank you again for this morning. I lift your name, for you are a faithful God. You've given us opportunities after opportunities to experience you, to see what you can do in our lives. You've given us reasons after reasons to trust you, to look forward for the future that you have prepared for us. Help us, Lord, to be instruments of your praise. Help us to see ourselves as your trophies. Help us, Lord, to bring praise to you. For each one of us, there are many of us that are going through difficulties. Many of us have questions. Many of us, Lord, are tempted to fear. But we know that every time we turn to you, every time we remind ourselves of who you are, every time we celebrate you, we are reminded of the joy that we have from you. Help us, Lord, to bring praise to you. In Jesus' name, everyone say, Amen.